Number one is the location. I don't know if you've been to Cumberland, but it's a really neat revitalized downtown area, and it's at the end of the C&O Canal. So they have a huge museum there called Canal Place with a lot of the history of the canal, which is a great place to hike and bike. And it's a great time to visit because they're going to have all the vendors and music and entertainment and all good food and things like that. I have a lot of information at canalplace.org or Maryland Mountainside. That's mdmountainside.com. For not just the festival, but for things in the area, it's really a great place to spend a weekend.
I have not been to Cumberland, but being from upstate New York, where they have at least one famous canal, I can relate. Of course, it's fall time, so we've got all kind of fall festivals going on, one at Havre de Grace, but the Mountain Heritage Arts and Craft Festival at Harper's Ferry, that might be a particularly good one.
It is. Beautiful area. The Shenandoah River and the Potomac River converge. Lots of history, lots of mountain beauty, and it's a really great festival. There's going to be a whole bunch, over 200 crafters that are there. Information on that is at jeffersoncountywvchamber.org/festival. That's quite a mouthful. And hey, you can even save a dollar off your admission there if you look at page 29 of Recreation News or print it out from recreationnews.com.
And fans of films, you want to get out to Easton, Maryland all weekend long. The Chesapeake Film Festival is going on this weekend.
And what a great place Easton is to visit as well. It's a really cool, classic Eastern Shore town with all the neat flavor of the Eastern Shore, not just the great seafood and crabs, but a really neat architecture, and it's become quite the artist community there. So what a great venue to have for a film festival. They got a ton of different films, you know, historic locations and the buildings and such where they're going to be showing them. And I have the information for that on page 42 of Recreation News, or at tourtalbot.org, because it's in Talbot County.
Well, let's mention that the big Leaf Peepers Festival is going on in Davis, West Virginia, where the leaves really are changing.
It's the other side of the Eastern Continental Divide, so while we're still waiting for those leaves to change here, this is peak weekend there in Davis, West Virginia, and a lot of people go there for skiing, but boy, this is a time of year to go just to have a great look at the leaves and the scenic beauty. Information on that is at CananeValley.org.
And this week's travel bargains from Rec News, Carl. I see you've got some stuff going on in the mountains.
We do. We have the dollar off coupon for the Mountain Heritage Festival, and that's on page 29. We have $3 off for the Flying Circus Air Show down in the Shenandoah Valley in Bealeton. That's on page 35. And 2-for-1 admission at a corn maze at Winterbrook Farms. That's in Thurmont, Maryland, just outside of Frederick. And we have that coupon on page 34 of Recreation News.
And you've got a couple of contest prizes going on right now.
We sure do. We've got an exciting Maryland Wine Trail getaway for two that we're giving away a complete package on. And it's still not too late to enter our 9-day cruise on the Enchantment of the Seas. So enter at recreationnews.com or email to events@recreationnews.com.